On our swing through South Carolina, we talked a lot of politics, interviewing the three leading Democratic contenders for president, local college students, and the former governor of the state. We also got a bit of down-home Carolina culture. Not too far from the South Carolina State House, you'll find a restaurant called Max on Main. It's got stick-to-your-waistline soul food, live music every night, and it's got Barry. Barry Walker has what you call a big personality. He owns the joint, literally. Barry is a councilman in Irmo, a little town outside of Columbia. He's had key presidential candidates stop by the restaurant regularly, and he was happy to tell me what it felt like to see his town get so much national attention.
We are ecstatic about all the attention we're getting. I mean, we're at the cusp of making, the decision of nominating the first either woman candidate for president or African-American candidate for president, and or even on the Republican side, nominating that person who's going to get the nomination from the Republican side. That's all happening here first. And so we're just really elated to have all that kind of attention and really basking in that joy, you know, right now.
Tell us about what political party you like and what's important to you.
I'm nonpartisan. I'm an independent voter. I'm a conservative businessman. I mean, I own my own business. And my leanings are towards whatever politician is going to address a lot of my issues, which is, you know, health care, education, especially. I have three teenagers, and those type of issues. But again, I'm just so happy to be able to be choosing between a woman and an African American and a white guy for president.
So we got a chance to talk to the mayor of Columbia, mm-hmm. former governor, a current state representative, all from different points of view. Mm-hmm. All talked about the economy. Like you mentioned, it's a huge mm-hmm. topic. As a business person, as an elected official, what would help out South Carolina?
Well, since the gas prices have gotten to $3 a gallon, you know, I've seen a significant drop off in my customer base as and directly related to the $3 a gallon gas. Those type of things on our level affect us more than does, you know, getting a tax break for capital gains sales or whatever. You know, that affects us. But on our level, on a day-to-day person, everyday average Joe walking down the street with $10 to spend for lunch for me, to give me $10 to have lunch, he has to put that in his tank to get to work. And when he didn't have to do that, you know, not even a year or 2 years ago, he didn't have to do that. So now, anybody who can address those issues of the economy, getting the economy going again, getting the average Joe that $10 so he can come back to Max on Main to spend it with me to buy lunch, that's what I'm interested in hearing and seeing get done. Because, of course, you know, if I don't get them coming here doing that, then I won't be able to pay my employees, I won't be able to pay my mortgage, I won't be able to pay the light bill, and I'll be out of business.
So in here you have stickers, bumper stickers from the candidates, and you have a whole table that has items from the campaign. Mm-hmm. Have folks walked through some of the candidates?
We found ourselves being a center of attention here pretty early on. Last year we had Senator Obama come through and pop in and had some peach cobbler, and you know, Senator Chris Dodd from Connecticut came in here for a breakfast meeting one time. So we decided to put the road to the White House down, and we said, you know, that's our motto in life. The road to the White House leads through Max on Main. Well, we thought it was just a joke, and we just did it just to be that, and a lot of the candidates picked up on it. Mike Huckabee's headquarters was two doors down, and he never made it in here, but all of his minions came in and had lunch and saw that and wanted me to put a bumper sticker down. I said, nope, only your candidate can do that. And so since we've been here, we've had, like you saw on the road there, we had Senator Biden has been in here. He put a bumper sticker down. Senator Edwards has been in here. He's put a bumper sticker down. Chris Dodd, Barack Obama. But we haven't seen from Hillary or anybody else on the Democratic side. And we haven't seen any of the Republicans. So I don't know if that's a miscue on their part, not wanting to reach out to the African-American businesses or what, or, you know, being Huckabee being two doors down, I would have thought of it a golden opportunity to reach out, but he didn't take advantage of it, so.
You've got this place covered wall to wall to wall to wall in testimonials to your world-famous peach cobbler. You know, in your heart, what does Max on Main mean to you?
I came from the computer business. I was a computer programmer for 20 years. And, you know, 9 years ago, I stepped away from that calling and said, I'm going to do what I really want to do in life, which was drink beer, eat food, and play guitar.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And he's made his dream come true. Before we left Max on Main, Barry strapped on his guitar and gave us a taste of good old Southern rock.